This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a great program. We've got some phenomenal guests with us today. We've got a few things going on here this morning, but most specifically, we're going to talk about education. How can you not talk about this here in Houston, Texas? We've got some great institutions that are partners of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, among them University of Houston downtown. We're going to hear a little bit about the Davis School, and also with us today, folks from the Houston Community College System. So please welcome our two guests this morning, Dr. Cesar Maldonado and Dr. Charles Gengler. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank y'all for being here this bright and early. How are y'all today?
It's great.
Wonderful. We're happy to have you here. So much to cover, but let's just start out with your institutions, number one. We know University of Houston downtown is a great institution, and what really impresses me, I was driving down the freeway and I saw billboards where both institutions, the University of Houston downtown, Houston Community College, were both joined at the hip, making sure that folks understand that they can transfer over and that you're not working in silos. So first, let me commend you all on that and how important it is for our community to have those bonds with our institutions of higher learning.
Thank you, Laura. I think that, you know, HCC is really a fantastic partnership mm-hmm. for us, and we provide a great service to the people of Houston. I view us both as universities that are dedicated to serving the local people and the people of Houston. And so our partnership provides great value to our students because mm-hmm. it's the most economical way to go to college, probably in the state, if not the country. And, the programs that come from HCC transfer right into us, and we work very hard to make sure that students aren't wasting their time and mm-hmm. get out as quickly as possible.
Well, speaking of which, not wasting their time, Houston Community College, you guys are really focused on being ready and providing a workforce for Houston. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the workforce demands are constantly shifting. In this century, we're going to see tremendous change, and in fact, we already have. And being able to be to act nimble and deliver the training that's needed without yielding on the rigor, and making sure that what we're doing aligns with our strong partners like UH Downtown to provide students a pathway to the workforce, meaningful pay, mm-hmm. without leaving behind their opportunities for a baccalaureate and advanced degrees. So we have to be nimble. We have to be able to do more with what we have, and we're doing that right now.
Well, and you're hearing it from corporate America, most certainly. I know that both institutions are partnering with folks out there trying to make sure that it's a curriculum that really allows young people, and even, you know, people who aren't as young, if you will, be ready, go out there and serve the community. Chancellor Maldonado, I see you with your stats. Give us some stats while we're here.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to emphasize is the economic impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about credit hours and we talk about class schedules and meeting that demand. But when you take a big picture of the impact that Houston Community College has here in Houston is a $4.8 billion impact a year.
Mm.
And that's the spending from our institution. That's the spending from our students. That's our graduates in their jobs, paying taxes. That's a huge number. You know, today we have about 106,000 unduplicated headcount in students. We have over nearly 2,500 full-time employees. If you count our part-time and adjuncts, we're over 6,000. So we're a big institution,
yes,
delivering services that help grow the community and people's lives so they can achieve their dreams.
A big footprint across Harris County and our region for sure. Certainly online studies have taken a different twist in both of your institutions. What can you tell us about that? What are some of the things that you've learned from these online courses, if any?
Well, one of the things we've learned is you always have to continue to develop and create new content. And, you know, technology is changing. As soon as you think you're doing a good job, you find out you can do it better.
Yes.
And we're continuously working to improve it. We have, you know, full-time staff at both institutions devoted to, you know, improving the quality of our online constantly. And, you know, we learned that some students fit very well with online and some still need to be in the classroom to succeed.
Right.
So trying to divide the students into groups and give them good advising on where they should be taking their classes is key to success.
Well,
also,
in a hybrid, being able to meet the needs, once again, of the student. It's not just about what is convenient for the university or the community colleges, really understanding your audience. What are you seeing at Houston Community College?
The online space is so important and critical in our future and in the community's future that we added a new college that is dedicated online. We had six colleges. Our seventh college is online college. It's got its own president. It's got its own mission. And we're going to be very focused in growing that both in full-time online students that can get a degree all online. But really, to your point, is the growth is going to come on that hybrid where we can do both didactic and clinical all at the same time,
yes,
through modernization of online. As we heard earlier, there's a continual change. Today, technology, and with 5G, we'll be able to do virtual reality streaming online. And that's something that isn't being done in a routine basis. And we're already starting to look at that to be able to deliver training for workforce courses that are highly technical, STEM-related. And the virtual reality component is something that we think is going to be a game changer in the next 5 to 10 years.
And it won't even be anything out of the ordinary. It will be considered the norm and an expectation of your consumer, I would imagine. They're shopping now and they're being very careful about where they're investing their money, where they're going to school. And speaking of, let's talk about the MBA program. I think it really surprised a whole lot of people in this town, but it really shouldn't. The reality is that I know from personal experience of having several of our Chamber of Commerce staff people go through your program, the convenience of it, the location, the dynamics of your curriculum and your faculty have been part of the reason that you guys now are the fastest growing MBA program in the region.
Yes, I think it's an incredible MBA program we've developed. And the real key to it is that we're student focused. We care about the students. We care about the careers they're going to have. We talk to businesses to design our programs, and we don't do it from the academic perspective, but we do it from, you know, what knowledge people need to be successful. And That makes a big difference sometimes. You know, speaking, it's amazing. We've grown the MBA to be the largest in the city, but none of our courses are fully online right now. And that's one of the frontiers we're pushing into in the near future, is to start getting online versions of our MBA out there. Because I find that some people start the program, but their careers get very busy and they really could use a few online courses to fit into their schedule sometimes.
Right.
So we're working towards that. I think we have some exciting new fields we're going to be including, like cybersecurity, for example, is something that is
very big.
Yes, and we're working on trying to develop a track for that in our MBA, and I think we've got a lot of interesting plans coming forward.
Yeah, tell us the difference between the MBA University of Houston down in terms of the process and admission versus traditional MBA programs in the area.
All right, well, traditionally MBA programs have always just said, give us your GPA and your GMAT score and we'll see if you can get in or not. And, we try and be more accepting of people who are different stages of their lives who, maybe in their undergrad degree they didn't get a high GPA because they were working and they were taking care of kids and, okay, but they've got great work experience and they're very hardworking people and very successful in many cases. And, we look at the whole person in the admission process, and it's not just how well did you score, but, tell us about your life and your experiences and, what qualifies you and why should we invest in you to get an MBA? And we found some really fantastic individuals that have come into our program that way and are doing wonderful things in the community.
So more of a holistic approach for sure.
Yes.
Tell us about Houston Community College, Chancellor. What else is new? You guys, I see every day you all on television, on the news, just getting great coverage. Of course, my dear friend who I have been just championing for years and years, Dr. Melissa Gonzalez, now heading up your campus out there. You've got a great team of folks, hardworking people. Both of you do. I know we've worked very closely with Dr. Munoz and the team over at UH Downtown. But tell us, what else is percolating over at Houston Community College?
Well, we've if you've got maybe 6 hours, I can tell you all about what's going on. But we're really focused on the students. That's one of the things that's changed over the past few years. Mm-hmm. The formation of our Centers of Excellence has allowed us to be very focused on the rigor that we deliver to the students and the expertise that we can concentrate from our faculty. So we're combining programs in order to facilitate student success. We're also looking at affordability and maintaining that through partnerships like with UH Downtown, where you can get your bachelor's in nursing without ever leaving the HCC campus.
Okay.
You see the same faculty and you practice in the same labs. And you study the same curriculum. That's because our faculty are literally sitting in offices next to each other and focus on the student. We've got similar programs in business that where our students transition from an associate's degree into a baccalaureate program with a very little, if any, loss of credit hours. It's inexpensive. We have not been able to find a model like ours in the state, a less expensive for a bachelor's program in business or in nursing because of the partnership that we have. And we're continuing to expand those partnerships, that model to other universities that are focused on engineering, for example, the University of Texas at Tyler. We're working with Lamar University on some cybersecurity as well as with UH Downtown on computer science. So we've got a lot of those types of partnerships going on. You mentioned Dr. Melissa Gonzalez. She is standing up in the fall a new honors college at Southeast College.
Right.
So that will be our fourth location for an honors college servicing the students that live in that community and don't want to travel a long distance to get to the other colleges. So it's affordability and access. Those are things that we're really looking at expanding in the current year.
Well, and we know affordability is so important, and a lot of parents think of it as, oh my goodness, I can't afford it, and maybe you're working and you think you can't afford it, but the reality is you can't afford not to do it. We know that having that associate's degree, the bachelor's degree, the master's degree changes your trajectory in terms of options and choices and career paths. Talk to the parents who may be out there listening to us who maybe don't see Houston as an alternative. There's this mentality sometimes, right, of, well, I've got to leave Houston. I have to go and have this experience out of Houston, out of Texas. But for a lot of students, it's all right here, everything they need. Talk to us about that, Chancellor.
Well, and your point's right on. If you look at the experience that we can provide, it's the college experience, it's life experience, it's partnering. And again, in the current century, very few of us are going to be working in isolation. We're going to work in teams, and the relationships that we have with our university partners allows a real life experience. Mm-hmm. And we bring that forward in an affordable way. We also bring some options for those that think they can't afford it. We have scholarships.
Yes.
Some of them are based on grade. Some of them are based on need. And again, our partnership with UH Downtown allow that relationship in terms of financial support to continue across the boundary, if you will. We have options for students that are working and supporting families where you can reach an associate's degree in 2 years by attending class only on weekends. It's called Weekend College, and we received the Star Award from the Higher Education Coordinating Board on the first ballot. It's a fantastic program. It's a high student success program. Go to class on Saturdays and Sundays, and in 2 years, you get an associate's degree.
That's incredible. And I think what's important, if you're listening to us, that there are so many options today. It is very different from 5, even 10 years ago, what you can do. And so start asking the questions. If you're thinking about whether or not you can afford it, put that to the side. Go out there, visit the campuses, find someone to talk to. It's confidential. You can share information. You're not the first one to come to any one of these campuses with a new situation. They've seen it all. They've heard it all. They've got professionals who can help you, guide you, your children. And remember this, it doesn't matter your age. I know when I go to both of your campuses, I see a plethora of different ages and ethnicities. And I think that's part of the beauty of what both of your campuses have been able to do. Very welcoming. Let's talk about that, Dean.
We like to be very welcoming, but I want to add on scholarships that we have numerous scholarships that we have trouble giving it away sometimes. Not enough students are applying. Mm-hmm. When people come to the colleges, you really need to investigate, apply for your FAFSA, get that done, and get into the process, because it's amazing how much money goes undistributed every year. Mm-hmm. This year I've just received from a large foundation 25 full-ride scholarships for students for their junior and senior year that are merit-based. And, their goal is provide people enough funding so that they can get through school in 2 years and graduate and get on with their life instead of dragging it out and working and at the same time. And I think we're going to continue to see more scholarships like that, and all focused on students working hard and getting through school.
And there's ways to navigate this, right? Every person is different. Some folks are working full time. Others are going to school full time. It doesn't matter. Get out there, ask the questions, make sure you get the assistance. And it amazes me, Dr. Maldonado, that in our culture, we begin planning quinceañeras when that little girl is born. And we will get people to sponsor, and we have this, we'll take a loan out, we'll do whatever it needs to take. But when it comes to education, oh, well, I can't afford that. And God forbid they ask for help. We need to get over that, and we need to plant that seed. It's not if you're going to college, but, when you go to college, and start that conversation. How can you encourage parents who are listening to us to start, making sure that they understand they have options? And sometimes it's not a two-year degree. It might be a certificate. Both of you offer these different types of well-paid, much-needed, workforce opportunities. Talk to us about that.
And the literature does show that a certificate or an associate's degree in a STEM field, mm-hmm. In many cases, pays more than a baccalaureate degree in other areas.
What are some of those areas? Give us some examples of some of these certification programs.
Well, you got a nursing, an associate's degree in nursing.
Welding,
cybersecurity, coding. There's just a long list. The advanced manufacturing, machine tooling. We're starting to see an increase in non-traditional students and women going into machine tooling. The very good paying jobs over $20 an hour, with job stability, with benefits. And I want to, address something that folks think that, I don't want to ask for a handout, right? This is, the totality of that. What a student achieves through completing a college, curriculum is they become taxpayers. They are paying back in multiples what they received in terms of help. Mm-hmm. So I think if the parents that are listening can understand that the help is provided because we want your children, we want you as parents, if you haven't gone to college, we want you to come to HCC, we want you to succeed, and when you make more money, you pay more taxes. And we want you to make more money. And that's how you support the community. Sure. Whenever we call an ambulance, we hope that ambulance shows up and that the people on that ambulance are well trained. When we go to the hospital when we don't feel good, We expect that nurse to be well-trained. Those are HCC graduates.
Yes, they are.
When our internet doesn't work, the technician that goes out to fix your internet is an HCC graduate. You know, the one that you stay home all day waiting for. So they're good-paying jobs. They're high-demand jobs. And the perspective, the feeling that I'm asking for something for free, really, parents, you shouldn't be thinking like that, because your children and you will pay that back through your success.
Well, and then the other excuse is always, well, I'm too old and I haven't been back in school for 20 years and I'm not even sure if I have any credits and all of that dialogue, right? I remember when I was thinking of getting my working on my doctorate degree, it took me 6 months to get over all of the excuses, right? The time, the money, the testing, everything else. And then I finally one day I just said, okay, the first step to this is just going and asking for help and sitting with someone to guide me through the process. That was really difficult. And I imagine there are a ton of people out there who are listening to us who understand the value of completing or starting, but may think, you know what? I'm older than most of the students at these campuses. The truth is, if you walk around, you'll see. I've seen your graduations. You have people who are grandparents who are graduating with their grandchildren. Talk to us about that and how really today it doesn't matter, especially now with these online options. You can be anonymous if you wanted to.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, because, you know, if you're older and you get a degree, you have all that experience to add on to your degree that's going to be valuable to your career wherever you're going, that maturity that helps you in going to the next position.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're working longer than we used to, too. People are working into their 70s in a lot of cases now, and you know it's not, you know, getting a degree when you're a little bit older, you still got a long work life ahead. If you wait a year, that's just one more year you waited, because
exactly.
there's a world of opportunity ahead of us still.
And worst case scenario, let's say you don't qualify for the financial aid. There are no scholarships for someone who is a particular age, let's say. So what? Take out a loan, figure it out. I mean, there's ways to get around. This is an investment in your future. Don't let the money stop you, because at the end of the day, that's an investment that will pay itself in dividends moving down the road. And guess what? This year is going to go by anyway. You're not slowing down the clock. It's going to happen. So let's say that we've got someone out there listening to us. It's summertime. They want to start in the fall. Can they still do that if they start today?
Yes, especially our MBA program.
Okay.
We accept people all the way up to the beginning of August. We're accepting people in our MBA program and finding a place for them.
Yes.
And it's a great investment. That many times I meet people say, well, I don't know, maybe next year. Well, the only thing that happens between now and next year is you get a year older. It's time for people to take some action. If they're thinking about it, they need to come in and do something about it.
Well, talk to us a little bit, Dr. Maldonado, about some of the recognitions that you all have received. And certainly you guys have been trendsetters in your space.
Well, sure. And I want to add on to what the conversation about coming to school at any age.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a job that you don't think you're going to progress in, it doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're in your 40s or your 50s, you can come to HCC and transition. We can get you into that career if you want to move from oil and gas to healthcare or the other way. We have programs that can help you with that transition. We have received multiple awards. We're number one in granting associate's degrees to all minorities. We're number one in granting associate's degrees to African-American students, number three to Hispanic students. We dropped from number two. We're working on getting that back up. We've received multiple year-over-year awards for our financial reporting from the institution. We receive awards for the cybersecurity program that we have and for some of our coding camps that we're engaging with the school districts. So, again, the rigor that our faculty brings to the table is second to none. If you come to HCC, you're going to get the rigor and the detailed education you need, perhaps in a more personal way, because some of our classes are smaller and our faculty is focused in making sure that you have success in those first couple of years to get you into UH downtown in a successful pathway, or University of Houston or any other university. Some of our students transfer to the flagships. From our honors college, we place students in the Ivy League schools at Cal Berkeley. They're all over the country in high-performing universities. So we have the partnerships. We have the rigor. We have the support staff for you as students. We have financial aid. we can be your one-stop shop to get your life on a way to improvement and really to help your dreams come true. There's a lot of us walking around with things that we want to do. If you've always wanted to draw and paint for leisure, come and take a course in artwork. If you ever wanted to cook and you wanted to be the talk of your family by your grilling or your pasta, come to our culinary arts program. We can get you there.
Right. So there's something for everyone. If you're out there listening, again, we've got great partners joining us today talking about education, University of Houston Downtown and Houston Community College. Before we sign off, Dr. Maldonado, the census is one of the chamber's top legislative priorities, NAFTA, DACA, and census. Please help us and share with our audience how the census count impacts institutions of higher learning.
Well, like any other near governmental agency, the public ed and university community colleges rely on the population, on the tax base to fund part of its operation. That also influences state policy and the direction the state takes in funding community colleges. So the census is very important. It helps draw our influences, our district lines where the trustees run. It affects the elections. So it affects who gets to sit in those chairs, and it affects funding that we get from the state, from the federal government in multiple ways. So the census and the accuracy, its accuracy are very important to us.
Well, on that note, again, our thanks to the University of Houston Downtown, Dr. Maldonado, and also joining us today, the Dean of the College of Business at the University of Houston Downtown. Dean, thank you so much. Doctor, thank you all so much. We'll be right back. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,